With the nation's growing Latino population, many businesses are looking for ways to lure Latino customers and their money. Starting today, for the Dallas-based pizza chain called Pizza Patron, that means letting customers use dollars or pesos at their 59 restaurants in the U.S. Pizza Patron founder and president, Antonio Suad, says it's one way he can gain an advantage in the competitive pizza business.
Our core customer, by way of where we locate our restaurants, is typically a Latino family. And even though we're far from the border, a lot of times those folks have traveled back to Mexico, particularly over the holidays, and they've come back home to Dallas or Denver or Phoenix or L.A., and they have some pesos left over.
You know, since this story first appeared in the Dallas Morning News, both economists and other businesses have been weighing in on this, and some of them are scratching their head wondering if this makes sense.
Well, I know. It seems like on this, everybody has an opinion, and that's great. But we're in a very, very competitive segment of the restaurant business. The pizza business is really competitive. We're a small company, and we're going head-to-head with some of the biggest boys out there, and we're trying to outposition our competitors. That's simply just that.
So how do you let people know that you accept pesos? Big sign in the window?
Well, a small sign in the window and a small countertop sign. It's very subtle, and usually it's a customer that is coming in to pick up a pizza. He can remember, well, hey, you know what? The next time I go, I'm going to get that thing out and go and exchange it for a pizza.
So there at the store, Antonio, it seems like this would present a bit of a challenge because you need to make change. You have to figure out, a constantly changing and fluctuating exchange rate. How do you handle that?
You know, we didn't take that approach. You know, if you look at the peso versus the U.S. dollar in the last year or so, it's fluctuated less than 10%. So we've taken the exchange rate of $1 per 12 pesos, and we created a chart that we keep up by the cash register. If you were to walk in and give us a 100 peso bill, for example, we would look on the chart, and that would be equal to $8.33 in U.S. currency. And that would be the amount that we would put in the register as amount tendered. As far as the cash register knows, it's a standard transaction, and your change would be given in U.S. dollars.
Now, I just have to ask you, you said that you're setting the exchange rate for your transactions at 12 pesos to the dollar, so you do take a little bit of a cut there.
Well, you know, the exchange rate, I think, today is around 11 to 1. But when we go to convert those pesos back to U.S. dollars, we will have to pay a commission. And so, we're protected a little bit there. But, you know, this whole thing was designed to be a service to the customer.
So how's it going so far?
Well, so far, it's going pretty well. We've only been doing it for a few days, but it begins officially today, Monday. And hopefully, we'll get a nice, smooth rollout. We've sent all the materials to all the stores, and they've received them. And it seems to have gone real well this first weekend.
So how do you measure success? When you say it's going well, what does that mean? How many customers have you had coming in and using pesos instead of dollars?
I measure success by how smooth the transaction is for a customer, and if it's a service to them, and differentiates Pizza Patron from any of our competitors, I would say that's a success.
Now, you know that there will those who will say that, yes, you're perhaps trying to serve the needs of your customers, but maybe this is really just a publicity stunt.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that, and that's understandable that folks would say that. It was done strictly with the best of intentions, and the intentions are purely there. You know what's really sad, and we've received a number of emails at our website, and I read some of those emails, and many of them are just filled with hate, and it's very sad. You know, I guess maybe I've been focusing on work and my family and business for so long, I just didn't realize that there was that much hate out there. And it doesn't have anything to do
with that. What are people saying? Are you taking some guff from
immigration groups? Oh, sure, yeah. I think people are linking it to patriotism. People are taking pesos for a hot pizza to illegal immigration, which is, as you know, is a very hot topic, and it's on the top of mind and on folks right now. And it's really nothing of the sort. It's an opportunity to practice business in the most competitive way that we know, in a very competitive business. And it's simply that.
Antonio Suad, it was great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you, ma'am.
Antonio Suad is the founder and president of the Dallas-based pizza chain called Pizza Patron.